Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash. On today's show, we're talking about some of the guidance from Mr. Warren Buffett, arguably one of the most successful investors in the world. Last week, Berkshire Hathaway published their investor newsletter. It's widely read, and many people look to the newsletter for clues on how to invest. Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger are legendary in their sustained performance. The company's been conservative and continues to build cash reserves. They haven't made a major acquisition in nearly 3 years. The part that I noticed in the newsletter has nothing to do with investing, but instead on financial reporting. With the latest changes in generally accepted accounting principles, it's going to become increasingly difficult for investors to make sense of what's happening in the market. In 2018, Berkshire Hathaway reported $24.8 billion in operating earnings, a $3 billion non-cash loss from its interest in Kraft Heinz, a $2.8 billion cash gain on the sale of assets, and a $20.6 billion loss from a reduction in unrealized capital gains. The net result of all those items is a report of only $4 billion in net income, down from $44.94 billion a year earlier. So here's the problem. The company reported a record in terms of operating earnings, but rather dismal results against GAAP earnings. A new GAAP rule requires the company to include the reduction in unrealized capital gains as a part of their earnings. And both Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger believe that that rule is just outright silly. They argue the new rule is going to produce wild swings in their bottom line. So let's look at their quarterly results in 2018. In the first and fourth quarters, they reported losses of $1.1 billion and $25.4 billion respectively. In the second and third quarters, they reported profits of $12 billion and $18.5 billion. In complete contrast to these gyrations, the many underlying businesses that Berkshire owns delivered consistent operating earnings in all quarters. For the year, those earnings exceeded their 2016 high of $17.6 billion by a whopping 41%. So, how do you make sense of this? What's Warren Buffett's advice? He advises you to focus on operating earnings and to pay little attention to gains or losses of any kind. So here's the problem. Investors have long since had a hard time making sense of corporate financials. The emphasis has been on operating earnings for a long time, but a complete set of financials requires a look at both the income statement and the balance sheet. If you ignore the balance sheet, you can hide an awful lot of really important facts about the company in balance sheet transactions. When you add another layer of noise on top of the accounting to include unrealized gains or losses, it makes the balance sheet virtually impossible to use as a tool. I know why the accounting profession added this rule. Many companies have avoided making prudent transactions in order to avoid declaring losses. This will force an additional level of transparency. But the quarterly report will cease to be a meaningful trend indicator when you consider the level of stock market volatility. The financial statements will be only valid for a few hours. After that, they're going to cease to be a meaningful representation of what's happening at a company. We live in an era of fake news, and now we've entered an era of fake financials. So what does this mean for the independent investor? How do you make sense of what's happening in a business? It's not clear whether things got easier or harder. According to Mr. Buffett, it just got a lot harder. And I'm inclined to agree with him. If the balance sheet is so wild that you're being counseled to ignore it, that's exactly what will happen. It will amplify a culture of hiding real corporate performance on the balance sheet and arranging the income statement to show great operating performance. After all, investors will be ignoring the balance sheet altogether. I was in New York City last week speaking with a vice president at Goldman Sachs who runs one of the equity trading desks. He too was lamenting that the market was no longer reflective of fundamentals. The vast majority of the trading volume is computer generated. So if you're the CEO of a public company, your company's financial performance is to some extent being determined by a few guys with physics degrees trying out a new algorithm to outsmart the trading desks at competing brokerage houses. A new graduate from Princeton with a degree in physics and math could make a few changes to a piece of software that affects the trading volume of your company on Wall Street. If there's a bug in that code, your company could experience a wild swing in price, and those changes in price would now be reflected in the parent company's financial statements. When 90% of the trading volume on the S&P 500 is program trading and only 10% is actual legitimate investing, company financials are going to be reflective of software trading decisions, not company financial performance. there should be no way that that should be considered a more accurate representation. Somebody has failed to connect the dots on this one. If I can see it, how come they can't? I don't get it. As I look at this whole mess and step back to examine what's happening in the boring world of real estate investing, I gain comfort from the fact that we don't have these kind of minute-to-minute, day-to-day price gyrations that the stock market has come to represent. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.